Proverbs chapter 18. I'm going to read to you just one verse this morning. Proverbs chapter 18. Man, I was looking forward to our Sunday school class so much today. It was just one of those classes I really look forward to. And I know this verse has been in my heart for a few days. Went to Elizabethtown and for their youth camp, visited them on Tuesday night service and Wednesday morning service, and was able to be there. And it's been a few years ago that we preached the youth camp there, and this verse was the last verse I preached there at that camp. And it kind of came to my mind, this verse. And so it's probably been just kind of tossing around in my head, and because I've got a memory like that. I can remember what happened 3 years ago, but I can't remember what happened 3 minutes ago. So got a memory like that. But anyway, this verse kind of ties in with my Sunday school lesson this morning. Maybe another reason why it's kind of just been in my head and in my heart, okay? Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10 says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe." This verse, it's a short verse. It's not very long. And it's kind of an easy verse. It kind of flows nice. You know that? Kind of flows real nice. It's one of those verses that it's easy for you to memorize. Do you think we could memorize this verse this morning? Some of you probably already have it memorized. Okay? "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe." Why don't you just go ahead and close your Bible now? Okay, we're going to do this like we do it at school, all right? We can do it like we do it for the first graders, you know, and we can illustrate it for you, you know, or we can do it like we do it for the high school kids and just let you tough it out. We'll do it like the high school, all right? "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe." The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Oh, you know what? You can find there already the strength that's in this verse. Amen. You need to memorize this verse because I'll tell you, it'll be a help to you. Amen. It'll be a help to you. Amen. When you just feel overwhelmed, you can say, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into it and is safe. The name of the Lord. The name of the Lord, the name of the Lord. Today in our Sunday school lesson, we was teaching about prayer. We've been talking about prayer and successful prayer. And one of the greatest tools to successful prayer is the name of Jesus. Being able to pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, man, I'll tell you what, that's a great tool to use when you pray. To pray in the name. I could very easily just jump right into my Sunday school lesson again and preach to you about the name of Jesus. But you know what? We're reading right here. The name of the Lord. The name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Wow, what a powerful promise that we have in the name of the Lord. Amen. There is a powerful promise. That's just the name of the Lord. But when you think about the powerful promise that is in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We're not just talking about, you know, and the name of a God, but we are talking about the name of the Lord. Amen. We are talking about the all-powerful. We are talking about the all-knowing. Amen. We are talking about the one, the creator of heaven and earth. Amen. We are talking about the one that has all power to do all things. He is the one. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord. The name of the Lord. God, the Father. Oh, isn't it great to be able to call on the name of the Lord? To know, to be able to speak the name of the Lord. To be able to call him Lord. To be calling him Father. To call him our Heavenly Father. Amen. To know him as the Lord of your life. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord. In his name. Praise God. It's in the name of God. The name of our Father, the name of the Lord today, that we have a safe place, a refuge, amen, a place where we can go, amen, and we can flee from all that pursues us, amen. We can go into the name of the Lord, and there we can find the safety that we long for. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord. Man, there's a powerful promise in this name. The powerful promise in this verse right here. And in the name of the Lord, it is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Hallelujah. Powerful promise right there. Amen. I want to talk to you also, amen, about a persistent pursuit. Amen. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Amen. Praise God. That play, that pursuit that you feel right now. Do you ever just wake up and you feel like the devil's right on your heels? Do you ever wake up and just feel like, hey man, that you are being pursued, that you're about ready to be overtaken by all of your life and all of your struggles and all of your worries, and that the enemy is just right there nipping at your heels? Hallelujah. Man, I'll tell you what. I have had to outrun many a dog before. Let me tell you what, these short legs can move. These short legs can move. You put a dog chasing me, and let me tell you what, you've never saw a fat short man run so fast in all of your life. Amen. This, I can do it, I'm telling you. 50 or 5, it didn't matter, amen. I can move when there's a dog chasing me. How about you? Amen, but let me tell you what, there's a pursuit upon every one of us. First of all, there's the pursuit of our enemy. Amen, do you know the devil is pursuing you? Amen, he is chasing you. He wants to devour you. He wants to destroy you. And he's coming after you with all that he's got. All of hell has been turned loose, amen, to pursue after you and to destroy you. Amen, but thank God for the name of the Lord. Amen, that is a strong tower against our enemy. Amen, he pursues us. He pursues us, not just our enemy. But just life is in pursuit of us. Isn't it amazing that all the things that you feel like you're trying to outrun, you come into the house of the Lord today and you're like, huh. Right? Yeah. Man, I'll tell you what. When you're running for all that you have you ever, some of you haven't ran in a long time. I can just tell by looking. Some of you have not ran in a long time. Man, the other day I was at the campground. I was before youth camp, it started raining, and I wanted to run from one building to the other. I didn't want to get wet. I'll tell you what, I took off running. I got to the other side of the building. You know what? I was so proud of myself. I mean, I thought, David, you ran fast. You ran fast. And then I was proud of myself because that was the farthest I'd run in a long time. Man, David, you can still do it. You can still, there wasn't even a dog out there. It was just rain. But I mean, come on. Some of you haven't ran in a long time, but you know what I'm talking about because you feel the pursuit of the things of life and the cares of life, amen, that pursue you every day. You wake up in the morning and you feel like you're in the rat race of life, amen, and all the pressure that's on you, amen. Do you know the name of the Lord is a strong tower, amen, that you can run into and you can find safety? Hallelujah. Hey, man, that persistent pursuit. Man, it seems like it never gives up. Let me tell you what, the enemy will never quit. Until the day that you finally reach glory, the enemy's never going to quit. The enemy's going to be constantly chasing you. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Gallagher said he wants to be, a mile into heaven before the devil even knows he's there. Amen. But let me tell you what. Amen. The devil's going to chase him all the way till he gets there. Amen. The devil's never going to give up. Amen. But thank God, every once in a while, we can call on the name of the Lord. Amen. And we can find a place of rest. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, as long as you live in this life, you're going to be pursued by this life. That's right. You think the teen years are bad? Man, I can't wait till I'm 21. Yeah, right. And then when you're 21, you can't wait to, oh, I wish I was 18 again. That's right. Brother Lee, don't push yourself out of the house too quick. Amen. Dad's helping you now, paying bills. Amen. Doing all that. Don't rush it out too quick. Amen. Because once you get out on your own and you get in those 20s, right? Man, I'll tell you, whoa, this is worse than when I was a teenager. I can't wait till I get middle age. Me neither. I can't wait. But just think about it. When you get to middle age, it don't get any better. You got the pressure of all your kids and a family and all of that, all the cares that come with that. You say, I can't wait till I retire. Oh, yeah, those are the golden years, right? You better have a lot of gold if you're going to live in those years. Amen, because it gets expensive. Amen, all the health care and all the doctor visits and the running to this doctor and that doctor and this doctor and that doctor. You can't even keep them all straight. Let me tell you what, just life in general, until you're laid in the grave. Amen. You're going to be pursued by the cares of life. Amen. But thank God, every once in a while, we have the name of the Lord. Amen. That we can call on and find a place of rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and are safe. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know what? I look at that. Not everybody runs into this tower. Not everybody has access. Amen. But it's a pass to the pure that they can come into the tower. Amen. It's the pass to those that have given their life to the Lord. Amen. That have cleansed their heart and cleansed their way. Amen. Those that are righteous before God or right before God. Amen. They have a place that they can go. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't want to be standing outside of this tower. Oh, Lord, please forgive me, Lord God. Please forgive me of all my sins, Lord. Wash them all away. Lord, let me in, please. Amen. This is a place the righteous run into. Amen. This is a place the righteous run into. Hallelujah. It is a refuge. It is a place of safety. Amen. For God's people to go. Amen. The world, they don't understand. Amen. Those that are out in the world, they don't have a clue to what we are talking about. When we say the righteous have a strong tower that we can run into and that we can feel the safety. We can feel the refuge. We can feel the safety that we have in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Tell you why it's such a refuge. To the righteous. Amen. It's a refuge to the righteous because, amen, we know God. We know the power of God. We know the power in the name of the Lord. Amen. No, we know the protection that's in the name of the Lord. Amen. We know what he can do for us. Hallelujah. We have a place that we can go. Hallelujah. We have a place we can go. Amen. Can I tell you? Amen. It is a place of permanent protection. Amen. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Oh, thank God for that permanent protection we can have in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. When you're being pursued by all of hell, amen, you can run into that place and there you can find, amen, the protection that's in the name of the Lord. Amen. Guess what? Amen. Like Alexander McLaren said in his book, amen, when you run into the tower of the name of the Lord, amen, and death and hell, amen, are right on your heels. Amen. You get in the tower, you can look at them and you say, you can't touch me. You can't touch me. Amen. Isn't it great to know? Amen. There's a place. Amen. A protection. Amen. Where you can look back at the enemy and you say, you can't touch me now. I'm safe. You can't touch me now. I'm under the power of God. I'm under the power of the Lord. Amen. I'm in the name of the Lord. You can't touch me. Hallelujah. Na, 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 na. Amen. You can't touch me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To know there's a place where you can go and find a refuge like that, a safe haven. Amen. To find the protection that is in the name of the Lord. Amen. This tower is a strong tower. This name of the Lord, it's a strong tower. You know what? The name of the Lord, it has been attacked by hell over and over again. Amen. Hell has catapulted. Amen. It's fireballs all against the walls of this tower, and it still stands strong. Amen. The fiery darts of the enemy, amen, have never penetrated the walls of the name of the Lord. Amen. The ladders of hell have never been able to scale the walls, amen, of the tower of the name of the Lord. Amen. It is a strong tower. Amen. That's why I feel so safe when I'm in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. When I call on his name, I feel the safety. I feel the protection. Amen. When I call on the name of the Lord, amen, I feel a covering. Amen. I feel like I am sheltered from the enemy. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Amen. That permanent protection that you can have in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're talking about the name of Jesus in Sunday school class. Oh, man. Tell you what. Hallelujah. Have you ever had to point your finger and say, Satan, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Satan, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. Hallelujah. Satan, in the name of Jesus, you let it go. Satan, in the name of Jesus, amen, you have to free us. Satan, in the name of Jesus, you can't touch us. Amen. Why? It's in the power that we have in the name of the Lord. It is a strong tower. Amen. The righteous can run into it, and we are safe. Amen. When my heart is overwhelmed, amen, I can call out on the name of the Lord. Amen. And I feel him lift the burden from off of my shoulders. I feel the safety and the peace, amen, of knowing God. Hallelujah. Amen. When health teases you, amen, the righteous runneth to the tower. Praise God. The righteous run to the tower. Amen. When the enemy attacks you, the righteous run to a tower. Hallelujah. There's something that's very neat about this verse. Because the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous runneth into it. Into it. You follow me? Not to it. We're not standing around the outside of the tower, but we are into it. Hallelujah. We are enclosed in it. Hallelujah. Satan. Nah, 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 nah. You can't touch me now. You run into it. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord. Amen. It's a strong tower. Amen. The righteous could run into it. Hallelujah. I don't know. Sometimes when I come into my time of prayer, like I'm going into a tower. Lord, I'm right here with you. Sometimes when I come into church, come into the sanctuary, amen, I feel like I'm coming into, right? Hallelujah. It's like Satan's out there and banging on the door. Life is out there banging on the door. Amen, but we're safe right here in the presence of God. Hallelujah. What a wonderful, powerful promise that you have in a strong tower.